Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game
Bang! Bang Bros. That's what you're listening to. Corey and Aaron, the Bang Bros, back at it. And we're adding a person to our little Bang Bros network, I'll call it.
You shouldn't call it that again.
Well,
have you ever clicked the hashtag that you try to go ahead and mark it out
there? Whoa. First thing you never do is click your own hashtags.
Yeah, you should click the hashtag.
Hey, Bang Bros.
Ivy, don't you think that's a pretty cool name?
Yeah, go ahead and click the hashtag,
it's a pretty
Ivy,
cool name, isn't
and see
it?
If you Bang, still like...
I really don't want to click on hashtag.
I'm just saying, see if you still
I think I'm good.
This show is, of course, brought to you by the beautiful people at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Coffee in the front, comics in the back. They pulled us out of a little pinch the other night. I had some.
Isn't that kind of like business in the front, party in the back?
Exactly where I was going with that. See, that's why we missed you, Ivy. You're right on top of things. Finger on the pulse.
Always on top of things.
Ooh,
always.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. Hashtag Bang Bros. But I was out. I had some friends visiting from Seattle. These are some of my bestest friends. And we went and got drunk at a place called Sauced, which makes a lot of sense. And then we were on our way back to the car, and my wife had to go to the bathroom really, really bad. And Oblivion had closed like 10 minutes ago. I was like, that's our only hope. We go there. I tap on the glass. They see it's me, the Bang Gang, the Bang Bro himself. They come to the door. What do you want, man? Anything for you. I said, my old lady needs to use your toilet. They let her use it, and it was beautiful. It's good. I felt so connected because my friends were from out of town, you know, and they're like, I was like, nah, these people love me. I'm a regular here. They understand. So I got to have one of those baller moments. You ever had a baller moment, Aaron?
I live a baller life, so there it is.
Why did I even ask?
Exactly.
As you can see, the real David Webb is still not with us. Rest his soul. He's dealing with some stuff, but we expect him back soon. He's doing good. Those of you who are worried, we appreciate that. Send him a little love. You can follow him on Twitter at The Real David Webb. Real David Webb. Why am I plugging him? Maybe I miss him.
Go ahead and.
Maybe I miss him.
Maybe you do.
Do I miss him?
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I'm so hard on the beeve.
That's gross.
But now I kind of miss him. David, come back. David, come back! Ivy, you've been gone for a fortnight. Where have you been? As she takes a selfie.
I've been taking selfies.
She's taking selfies while we podcast. I understand why, because you're promoting it.
Because I have to post on social right now.
Yeah.
And I haven't posted yet, so I have to take a bunch, and now I can post.
Well,
yay!
I can tell you firsthand, watching you take that selfie, it's a keeper. It's a good one.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a present for you, but not just yet. Not yet. We must wait for a bit until after I post.
So they got to be okay. If it's a gift for me, is it for me or VGB as a whole?
Sort of VGB, but more you. I think it's more you. So definitely more.
So
you.
It's either testicles from some animal from wherever you were.
Unfortunately, not.
Or something having to do with Gatorade.
Neither, but we'll get into it. Okay. I just got back from Shanghai, China. It was awesome. I had a blast.
First
very,
time?
Very, very happy. Second, I went on vacation there last year.
So what brought you to Shanghai, China? Because it seemed like we honestly internally thought you were trying to get away from the mob or something, because there was like no talk of anything. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm packing my bags. I'm going to China now. And then we just didn't know when you were going to come back. If you were coming back, what took you to China?
Shanghai Comic Con. Finally, got invited to Shanghai Comic Con, and it was an amazing experience. So I thought, you know what, I'm flying halfway around the world, so why not stay an extra few days out there and, you know, really take in the sights, really experience Shanghai. And I did, and oh my God, it was phenomenal. My friend Lauren from Castle Corsetry joined me. We went to a speakeasy that had three bars in it. So it was a bar within a bar within a bar. It was like a speakeasy-ception. It was insane.
Aaron, ever been to China?
Never been out the country.
What?
Yeah, never been out the country.
Why have you never been out the country?
Outside of the country, which is still technically in the country, Hawaii. That's it.
Why? What's wrong with you? Why are you such a hermit?
That's not being a hermit. I've been to other states.
Life is too short, Aaron. That's the theme of this, this episode.
You literally went to a different country for your job.
Yeah?
That's it.
So?
It's not like you hopped up.
No,
and like,
no,
you know
I've been out of the country before. I've been out of the country. I've been to Mexico.
Oh, okay. What was that for?
And
technically, Mexico is not another country,
in my
opinion.
I had to go visit my roots.
Yeah, no. That's no, I'm talking about overseas. She went to China, you know, Europe, Africa, Australia, China, Russia. Those are Japan. Those are different.
Those are definitely countries.
Mexico. I can go downtown and see Mexico.
Oh, man.
Am I wrong? Exactly. Exactly.
So. Okay, forgive Aaron for being not as cultured as I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have five Mexican god kids?
I understand.
Oh, really? I do. Yes. Yes, I do.
Wow.
Thank you.
Sorry, so a lot of this conversation might go over Aaron's head when we talk about things like world traveling and different cultures and things like that.
Okay.
Stuff. Are you calling Aaron uncultured swine?
He knows he's uncultured swine.
That's so messed up.
So world traveler to world traveler, tell me more about Shanghai.
Went to one country. She's been to so many countries.
Doesn't matter, Aaron.
You basically went to one
I went to two countries.
Oh, no. You went to one.
No.
You may have stepped foot. Okay, so then I've been in so many different states then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Sure, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I was in Paris.
All right.
And they lost my bags, so I'm counting it.
All right.
So, Ivy, tell me more about Shanghai. What's it like? What are the people like? How do they take to someone like you? Like,
oh, I kept getting stared at and laughed at.
Why is that?
Why laughed at?
They were laughing at my ass.
Wow.
Every single time I would walk past someone, they'd be like, whisper.
God damn.
And I'm like, okay.
Do you know what is the Chinese word for ass or for posterior?
That is actually a really good question. I have no freaking idea.
How much of it was you just smiling and nodding at people?
A lot. I mean, I had Google Translate, which helped a lot. But overall, I would just go somewhere and be like, English? And be like, no, sorry. And they were like super apologetic, like, it was their fault for not knowing English. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm like, my fault. And I would like, you know, Google Translate, my fault, it's okay. You know, because it's, no, dude, I'm in your country. It's my fault for not knowing the language, you know? Like, I'm just hopeful that I can speak to somebody that speaks English. But if they don't, hey, Google Translate's the way.
No problem. How many people were there that were English speaking that you were able to hang around? Like, I feel like it would have gotten kind of crazy.
Not really much. It was legit full immersion into another culture with like barely any way of knowing language. Like, believe me, I had the word toilet saved on my phone.
Do you remember it?
I can't pronounce it properly, but I will pull it up.
No, I want to hear you try and pronounce it.
Do they have American food over there? And they?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, there's like hot dogs and crap like that, depending on where you go.
Now, I wonder, I
went to Shanghai Disney and they had all that.
Did they say, let's go get American tonight?
All right. Toilet. It's C-E with a little line.
Okay. All right.
A above it. Perfect. I don't know how to say it.
Perfect.
You got to say it. I want to hear. What?
Couscous. I don't know. It's all apparently, well, depending on how you put your, what's the word? Not enunciate.
Now, was this Chinese? Mandarin? What do we...
Mandarin. Okay, yeah, it was Mandarin.
There we go. There we go.
But it was toilet. I needed to know the word toilet. That's a very important word when you're in a foreign country. Oh, and then they had those toilets where it really, it was like, it wasn't like a throne. It wasn't like a seat toilet. It was like a long trench, porcelain trench, where you're supposed to like squat down, like bear down and squat and do your business in there. And I was like, I need to find a seat.
Wait a minute. Is it like urinals for dudes, but for like girls?
Pretty much.
Like, for everybody.
Google Chinese toilet.
Yeah,
and
it was
you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like a long trench.
So my cousin, he lived out there for a little bit on a mission. And
like from God?
Yeah. One of those.
Oh, like a missions trip.
Yeah, like a missions trip.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's where he stayed.
When you say like he goes on a mission, I'm like, oh, did like the president contact him?
No, it was like one of those, you know, a religious thing. He stayed in like a small village place, and he's like, that's the toilet you use.
Oh, like, I see it now.
Yeah,
it's in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So dudes have to poop in that?
The problem is, I feel there's no privacy.
Special cases, this Chinese toilet is my drag name.
Special cases, we've worked out a lot of issues with that guy, especially in the last episode. If you guys want to learn more about yourselves and relationships, listen to the last episode. It's called Just the Two of Us. It was me and Aaron. It was nice. It was nice broing out, you know, just two guys together in a room.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for that host.
Oh my God, you use that sound. I love it. Show me what you got.
So speaking of China.
Yes.
Was there any Szechuan sauce at their McDonald's?
No. Oh, but I go to McDonald's.
What?
I did go to McDonald's, but there was no Szechuan sauce.
Looks like we lost Ivy. She's frozen and we cannot hear her. That is the beauty of technology. I think if she spent like an extra $10 a month on internet, it'd probably work wonders.
Maybe.
So while we try and get her back, Aaron, your show.
Then let's talk about the big news that happened, everybody.
Oh, God. I already know where you're going.
So then tell me.
The World Cup.
No.
Oh, no? You're not going to talk about the World Cup?
No. Why would I talk about that? That's done.
I mean, you bring it up every day.
No. The Black Panther trailer that came out. I know you've seen it.
No.
See? And this is why I don't understand you.
Why?
I do not understand you. One of the greatest movies of our time is releasing February, of course. And they dropped one of the mega trailers for it to overshadow Thor, Ragnarok, and the internet blew up about it, and you still have not seen it.
Well, to be fair, if you recall, I think last week when we talked about the Star Wars trailer and the Justice League trailer, I hadn't seen any of those. Like, you guys had to show me. I don't just go out and search trailers. I got a lot of other stupid shit to watch.
Well, it's just, the Marvel impact that it's going to make, the cultural significance that it's
going
to make.
That's where we're going. This is going to make a cultural impact.
I think it will, man. I think it might, you know, how many you can name on your hand, how many ethnic main character superheroes there are.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of them.
What?
Yeah, all of them.
I'm talking about for like the movies.
Yeah, so many.
All right, let's start rattling them off then.
You have, oh, man, what was that guy's name? Blank Man?
Exactly.
Blank Man?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that was your first. Out of every single one you can go, the first one you go is Blank Man.
Blank Man was legit, though.
It was a good movie, in my opinion. One of those bad movies that are so bad it's good, but that's the best you can do?
Black Dynamite.
Okay.
He's like a superhero.
Yeah, he is a superhero, let's face it.
Shaft.
No.
Starring Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
We got Luke Cage.
There was a movie for Luke Cage? Exactly.
Oh, those are better than movies. Don't give me that.
Are they?
Yeah.
Then you tell that to Iron Fist.
Well, they're 10 hours long.
Tell that to Iron Fist. Tell that to the Defenders. I'm sorry. They were failures.
Okay. Well, I still there's plenty more I could name. I just won't go through the bother of
somebody
doing it now.
Coined a phrase online saying that the look of it was Afrofuturistic.
Was this person you?
No. I would love to take credit for that. But it definitely was not me. And look, the chat is already going in there. Hancock, Blade. Those are two good
ones.
Hey,
let's go. Hancock and Blade.
Yeah. And we're still on one hand with everything that you said Spawn? So far. Yeah, I'll give you Spawn.
So, yeah, there's plenty of them. Way more, too. I'm sure we're just not thinking about them.
Yeah, sure. But I don't know. The trailer looks good. I can't wait till it comes out. Michael B. Jordan looks like he's going to kill the role of Killmonger. I don't know, man. It's one of those things where it's like it's been a long time coming, but it still feels – I still feel like it's missing something, you know, a.k.a. the X-Men.
What can this series do? Can it do anything to disappoint you?
The series?
This Black Panther movie.
Oh, the Black Panther movie.
Hey.
Ivy, you're back.
Yeah, I just got booted off of my internet. I'm reconnecting.
Neighbors?
Oh, yeah, it's probably the neighbors.
I'm answering from my phone right now.
Ivy, name a bunch of ethnic superheroes. You got to know tons of these.
Movies.
Movies. They had movies. I mean, there's so many of them.
Black Panther.
See?
Yeah. It's not even out yet. Let's.
Okay. So point taken.
That's literally it. Every other movie is a freaking white movie.
I mean, we have Blade and Blank Man. But Aaron, continue.
Blade was a good movie.
Can this movie do anything? Like, are you going to be one of those annoying dudes?
Blade's phenomenal.
Blade, yes.
I don't think there's anything it can do that I can think of that it can do to ruin it for me. I'm trying to think. What do you mean?
I like to think I go into movies, whether they're going to be terrible or whether I think they're going to be great, with a blank slate. So a movie I can be excited for can still disappoint me. And I will be completely honest when I give my review at the end.
I can't remember the last movie I was excited for, though. That's the thing. I cannot.
Guardians of the Galaxy was great.
I mean, they're great movies, but the excitement beforehand, like I am about Black Panther, I can't think of a movie like that. I was excited maybe... I think almost at the same level for Heath Ledger's Batman.
Really?
Because at first,
you a big Heath Ledger fan?
At first, no. See, when I heard that he got the role, Heath Ledger, and I saw his body of work before, I was like, yeah, okay, no. And then they did some marketing thing where they just played a clip of that. You want to know how I got these scars? Like just those lines. And I was like, it gave me the chills, like when you hear it. And they didn't do anything. They didn't show any of the makeup. They didn't show any of that. It was just a voice clip. And I was like, all right, he's the Joker. He's the Joker. And then they did a trailer, and it got me pumped for it. And I was like, all right, this is the real deal. And then I went, and I saw it, and it wasn't, you know, disappointing whatsoever. So... it's nothing but good feelings of this one. The only thing I can think that's a little repetitive in the Marvel Universe is always this, whenever they have the first movie, it's the good version versus the bad version. Iron Man. Yeah, the good Iron Man versus the bad, you know, Iron Man suit, which was just his partner, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
They always have like kind of just the opposite of it. And so that's what it kind of looks like they're doing with the Killmonger character. But, you know, historically in the comic book, Killmonger is one of the you know, big bads, you know. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to set the bar for other ethnic superhero movies.
I'm sorry, Aaron, but I have to know what Ivy is doing because this is the most fascinating thing I've ever watched.
Is she blowing a balloon?
No, she's not. Did she bring home one of those Chinese toilets? And she's.
I I'm resetting my internet and walked into the living room to reset my goddamn internet because it went out completely.
But the phone is like, she's walking around. We got a tour of her entire house. Now she's like hovering over it. Like, I think there's...
I'm literally bent down right now.
I think there's some kids out there.
Is that the cats that I hear back there?
Yeah. Yes, man!
All right, this just really did turn into hashtag Bang Bros. That's why you got to be watching, people. If you listen to the show and you like it, it's like way more entertaining to see our faces. You can check it out.
Shut up, baby!
You can check out all of the fun on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Ivy, has there ever been a movie?
This is how I come back.
This is what? Yeah, I know. It's
this is how I come back.
I wouldn't have expected anything else. So has there ever been a movie, Ivy, that you were so excited for that should have been perfect and then ended up ultimately disappointing you?
So excited for Fantastic Four. Always.
Really, though? Like, you were super excited for that one? Like, I'm talking
originally,
about...
Originally, when the first one came out, yeah, I was genuinely excited for it. Okay. And it turned out to be a POS.
I think it's frustrating, like, the people who are, like, Harley Quinn fans that saw Suicide Squad and couldn't admit that the movie is shit just because they feel like it would, like, ruin the character they love so much. So I feel like...
Suicide Squad was crap, but I expected it to be crap.
See, so you're on the right point. So you can maintain a level head then.
Yeah. Woo! Internet's working.
All right. Call us back.
All right. All right.
Do you see where I'm going though, Aaron? With that annoying fandom, that blind fandom?
No, because I
agree with Aaron though.
Well, there you go.
I feel like
I agree with Aaron though. Black Panther's gonna do amazing things for Marvel U, not just Marvel U, but like for the future of movies that feature people of color.
You gotta look at it as, and I'm not looking at it as a blind Black Panther fan, because he was still I'm still kind of a new Black Panther fan as of like the last, I mean, maybe 3 years. But he has an important role in the comic books, of course.
Eh.
And then, what do you mean? Eh.
Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, wow. And then on top of that, the way that they
actually pretty important, dude.
The way they've given, or the way they've actually given the right time and effort into the look of the whole film to get the feel of Black Panther correct. It's like, yeah, they got it.
I'm back, bitches.
All right, Doom Kitty is back. Continue.
All right, go ahead, Aaron.
Sorry.
No. I was just saying, I don't think it's blind fandom. I think when you look at it and you know they got it right. What is your favorite superhero movie?
Me?
Everybody. Corey. Everybody.
Go first, Ivy. I have to think about it. I need to meditate on this.
I have to think about it too, fool.
Nope. You're smarter.
This is true.
Favorite. Guardians 1. Duh.
Guardians 1.
Yeah,
Guardians
1. You know what? I like the second one more.
What?
I really did.
The second Guardians better than the first.
I did.
You've and lost your complete.
I loved the how deep they got with a lot of the further character development in the film. I loved how they showcased multiple forms of abuse in different types of relationships, either being families or, you know, like the sibling, you know, relationship between Gamora and Nebula. You know, you've got all that crap that's going on between the two of them, but it was all instigated by the father, you know, by Thanos. And then you've got the crap that happened with Peter and his dad, you know, and his perception of himself in comparison to the way he perceives the rest of, you know, the universe. You know, he views himself as superior, and, you know, his kids are just, they're in essence, they're just tools. It was just an experiment, really. And I loved seeing all of those different ways of how they showcased all of that, you know.
All right. Fair enough. I still think one is better.
Did you really save that?
What?
What are we talking about?
I think we lost her again. No, she's back. So, Aaron, those are ours.
So, if
those
you were
are going to be those, first of all, Guardians is going to be way better than Black Panther. But continue.
My favorite superhero movie is Heath Ledger's The Batman. You know,
really?
Dark Knight. Yeah,
I can see that.
If there's any one that was the best, and I'm gonna see if Black Panther trumps it. But I mean, I can't blind just love, because I love the X-Men.
Love is blind.
The X-Men are one of my favorite comic book groups, but their movies are horrendous. Horrendous. Special Case in chat said First Class is underrated. No, it's a bad movie. And second, it's not the First Class. Nobody on that roster, save Beast, is from the First Class. It's so stupid. So it's not like they even wanted to copy the comic books. They wanted to do their own thing. All right, whatever. But that's not the X-Men. Like I said, with the Ninja Turtles, those are giant lizards. Don't call them Ninja Turtles. Transformers. Those are giant changing robots. Don't call it Transformers.
I don't understand. I think you hold these movies like they can't just tell the same exact story.
You don't need to tell the same. Iron Man didn't tell the exact same story.
It seems exactly like
Iron Man didn't tell the exact same story. The Thor movie didn't tell the exact same story. And I'll even give that one.
But you don't even like those movies.
I don't. No, I like Iron Man. I don't really care for Thor. Yeah. But I know that it did a good job. When I watched it, I saw that it was, he's not the character I'm really interested in, but I did recognize that it did a good job.
Faith Shield in chat brings up a very, very good point. Very, you can tell he put a lot of thought into this. But he said, hey, at least you get to see Rebecca Romijn with less clothes on in the X-Men movies, which is a fact.
I'd rather see her with that white dress and fake skull belt than that poor acting job of Rebecca's nakedness. Sorry.
Oh. Shots fired.
Strong rebuttal.
You know what? If we're talking favorites, I mean, all time. Probably Batman and Batman Returns.
Wait, which one? Are those like the originals?
Tim Burton's Batman and Batman Returns. Vulture? Yeah.
No, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, with the Vulture's Batman?
Oh, come on.
He did a good job as Vulture.
He was once a hero.
He was, but I swear, he when I saw him as the Vulture, I was like, you know what? He could play both roles. He's like, Batman and the Vulture.
I could watch both of those movies over and over and over again and never get tired. I can listen to the score over and over again, never get tired. It's just I grew up with it, so it's also a nostalgic thing for me. But for me, that's really I loved that interpretation of Gotham. Like that is my Gotham City.
That's
my
good,
Batman.
Yeah, that's a good. What is the Tim Burton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did a good job at putting that really that goth feel to Gotham City. Like
he put the goth in Gotham.
He definitely did, and that's why it was held to a high standard. When the next few movies came out, Batman movies, and it was a tough thing. But I think I don't know who did the final two or whatever, the Batman and Robin and Batman Forever. But I think they took his vision and tried to make it really goofy and campy, and it didn't go over too well. Of course.
Then along came George Clooney and his nipples.
Yeah, no.
You know what? When I think back to the George Clooney Batman, anyways, marketing back then, I feel like was insane compared to like now. Because do you remember I don't even remember what. I don't even remember what fast food chain it was, but do you remember they did like a big Batman push?
Was it not McDonald's? Because they do it for almost everything back then.
Maybe it was McDonald's or Taco Bell or one of them, but it was like they did they did this like Joker or not Joker, Riddler game. And I remember even like shitty movies. Like you remember Congo?
I do remember Congo.
I liked Congo.
Was a very good movie, actually. I went to the theaters and actually saw that movie.
Doesn't make it a good movie.
Because
you went to the theaters.
No, I think I went into it because it was like free tickets or something like that. And I remember seeing that movie, not knowing anything about it, and walking out like, this is actually a good movie. Like
it was a good movie.
Yeah.
I just remember, I don't even remember the movie as much as I remember how it was marketed at, like, I can remember the cup. I could see the cup.
Do they even do cups anymore?
Actually, I don't think they do.
I don't know. They probably do. I just don't drink soda, so I don't go into places. And then fast food, I don't really do. So, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's just that my family ate a lot of fast food back then, and I was a kid, and so it was like colorful cups and stuff like that. But I remember the marketing stuff better than I remember a lot of these movies.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just a testament of that advertiser.
Amy, job. Hungry.
What's that?
What's going on?
Congo?
Oh, yeah, with the where they had the electronic
gorillas.
You don't remember that, Corey?
No.
She had the backpack that she can sign whatever she signed. It would talk for her.
Uh-uh.
That was a good one. I remember that was so dope. So there's a scene where they're fighting the gorillas. And I can't remember what the actress's name was, but she goes and she takes one of the diamonds, she puts it into that laser, and she likes just cutting through them. And I thought it was the most epic scene. And I remember we were in a water fight when I was a kid, and I had the giant super soaker that took like 7 minutes to pump before you can spray. And I was like, give me 5 minutes, guys. And I was like acting out that scene of just blasting people with a giant laser. I was like, this is amazing.
Do kids play with super soakers anymore?
No. Kids don't play in the streets anymore. It's all video games.
I remember.
They're on their phones.
Yeah. Why do you think we do a podcast about video games?
That's true.
It's not the Super Soaker podcast, Corey.
We should start one.
No, we shouldn't.
Because actually, they probably warrant a podcast. Like, I remember my family had a super soaker. One of them shelled out some money to get a nice one. But it didn't seem like the fun to, like, setup ratio was right. Like, it had like four bulbs that you'd fill with water.
They kind of had the whack ones in.
It was huge though. It was like, I know it wasn't like a cheap one. It was
what she said.
How dare you?
I'm seeing what they look like now. I haven't Googled. Like, I had the very first one. Like, if you didn't have the like neon green and yellow.
Yeah,
one.
It just had one tank and one.
Yeah, if you didn't have that one, I don't know what you were doing with your life.
That was the classic.
And I remember breaking my first one because I put hot water in it.
You couldn't do that?
Why would you do that?
You can't do it. It bubbles up the tank.
Why would you do that?
Because I was a kid and I was curious.
That's like putting a rock in a snowball.
Ah, they were fine. No, putting bleach in a super soaker is like putting a rock in a snowball.
Did people do that?
I do say that because I did put a rock in a snowball and threw it at one of my older sisters when I was a kid.
There you go. Yeah, evil. People did do that.
It was messed up. People put bleach in there, though?
Evil children.
Jesus. Don't give the kids of this era any ideas.
Apparently they do still make super soakers.
I say, are they like super advanced?
I want one.
Do they have like sniper rifles and shit?
And scopes. All of them have scopes on them. Heat detection. Auto aim. He has a super soaker turret. We got him though.
Awesome.
I got super soaker Sam Mizzles.
Torbjörn.
Terrible. Exactly. You gotta keep coming and banging on the thing. Now they have like handguns. There's a
grenades
super soaker hover flood. It's a helicopter that just dumps water apparently on people.
Holy crap.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
There's a super soaker bow and arrow. How does that work? They're pretty cheap too. They're not that expensive.
Do you wish at all, or have you ever even thought about the idea of like if you could be born now instead of when you were born?
No. I think I was fortunate to be a kid in at the right age of or the right time in history where internet wasn't around when I was a kid, so I did a lot of things outside. I played a lot of sports all the way up until right about high school, and then internet kind of blew up, and then I got to learn how, you know, from the basics and you know, on the start of, you know, technology and everything like that. And then later on into like high school into college, when internet was, you know, everywhere, it was, you know, I'm used to it. I'm not like one of the older guys that don't, you know, oh, I don't know how to do this and stuff like that. Like
in my day.
Yeah, exactly. But
when I was your age,
I still treasure and value outdoor experiences, having fun outside, playing games and stuff like that.
Anyone remember 3.5-inch floppy disks?
I do. Do you remember a time when that was like the disk that saves the world and every bad person's scheme? Like everything is saved on a floppy disk?
I remember my uncle was like the computer guy in the family. And he had like a CD case full of floppy disks that just had different programs and things on it. And then he had a whole section dedicated to memes, because that's how memes got around back in the day. Like you would just save a funny, what we would just consider a YouTube video or whatever, would actually live on a little floppy disk. And then you'd take them over to your friend's house and be like, hey, have you seen this one yet? And you'd put it in there and it would be the Ooga Chaka Baby from Ally McBeal or something.
Yeah, nobody ever. I never did that.
You didn't do that?
No.
Well,
no, I never did.
You guys know why? You guys didn't live.
No, there was a guy in our apartment.
I had no friends, so
he had like three monitors, and I remember him just being so proud of his computer setup. And then he played his music, and he was like, "I got so much music on here that it can go 3 days straight and never play the same song twice."
Wow.
He's like, party for 3 days straight, guys. I was like, okay, dude, cool. Like, and like the first song he played was just like some techno something. And I was like, who's planning for that? Like, who's just going straight 3 days straight? I haven't heard the same song yet, guys. Day two.
Going strong.
It's crazy.
Hey, Corey.
Huh?
I'm my present. It's righty.
You're okay. Hold on, real quick. Let me enlarge the screen so I get the full glory of this.
You want to see this?
Yes, please.
You want to see this?
Uh huh. I really do.
What up, pizza?
Oh my God! You are wearing a. You bought that in China?
No, I bought this earlier when I was out shopping.
Okay, God.
Specifically for that stupid podcast.
What is it?
She is wearing the most realistic large pizza. Actually, that is incredible.
By the way, I'm very tasty. Mm-hmm.
And now she's offering for us to...
Look at my crust. It's a very, very crispy, but like really nice and soft, firm crust. It's a really good crust.
Twitch clips, please.
And then we've got saying that pepperoni. She's like, who can forget the delicious, meaty, juicy pepperoni pieces on a pizza, right?
Mm-hmm,
and then you got your cheese all over.
I mean, keep talking.
Well, sorry, I had to. So, I've been like hiding this damn thing.
I can do
that. Oh my God. Well, I know what I want to be for Halloween now.
You like it?
It's incredible.
Yay.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yay.
If someone didn't Twitch clip her
like,
rubbing her pepperonis and saying that she's delicious, and that doesn't like go viral, something's wrong with you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
I think, I don't know. Part of me's jealous. I wish I could be born in this day and age.
Why?
There's gonna be so much cool shit.
No, you wouldn't even appreciate it as a child. You wouldn't.
I mean, eventually I'd get older though.
Yeah.
I think toys nowadays are cooler than they've ever been. Video games.
What toy nowadays is cooler? You got to be talking about something specific. What did you see?
I mean, look at like the drones and stuff that you could play with. Like,
back in my day,
it was a car you would like pull backwards and it would just go forward.
And they were ready, available everywhere, right? You can have drones now that last for what, 5 minutes?
I want a hoverboard.
Those burnt out so fast.
Fidget spinners.
Again,
those are going out the door very,
so
very quickly.
Your hoverboard that burnt out really fast would be akin to maybe your power wheel.
I never had a power wheel.
Yeah, remember, but they're still around now, right?
Never had a power wheel.
The power wheels are dope. Now they got Bluetooth.
Exactly. Yeah. So they
do they really?
Yes, oh yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's a car.
We went down the rabbit hole.
They have Bluetooth?
We went down the rabbit hole the other week of toys that we wish we had, and one of them was both of us wanted the power wheel, so we looked it up, and the features that they load with they have street tires on them now.
It's better than my car.
It does. They have air conditioning, Bluetooth. It's insane what these kids
have. Why does this one have seat warmers on it?
No kid deserves none of that crap. Screw that.
I don't even have seat warmers on it.
You said no kid deserves that?
No, screw that. I wouldn't get my kid all that.
You know how many parents are just like, oh,
they don't even get an. If I had a kid, they wouldn't even get an iPad. Screw that.
My little angel.
Books?
My little angel deserves it.
That's the other thing. Yeah, like books.
You're reading books.
Books suck.
They don't do books nowadays. Everything's on the iPhone.
Old school games that are constructive, that are brain stimulating, that aren't going to freaking fry you up. Like, go ahead and play video games and everything, like, as you're growing up, definitely, for fun. But I don't want you sitting in front of a TV for hours on end, you know? Focus on a little bit of everything.
Why can't they? What if they're training to be the next esports competitor?
Oh, they can do that, but not all day, dude.
I'm probably gonna lock my kid out the house.
Game is life. Hours. See, you guys don't have. We're heading into the new millennium where we need the kids just to sit.
I don't want them to turn into what the future of WALL-E looked like.
Exactly. Being fed.
Where no one
robots.
Even walks anymore. Like, everyone's on a freaking. I don't even know what you call those things.
Well, I got to get my kid in, you know. Literally, it is all up to the parents, definitely. One. So if my kid, like I said, there probably won't be too many video games in my house, if anything, right?
Sexy pizza.
It'll just be like a soccer ball around. That'll be the game that my kid knows. Like, oh, wow. Only soccer is in the world. That's it. They don't have to grow up and love it, but that's what they'll be introduced to first.
I don't see how. I don't know. I'm going to try and get my kids to become the next Seagull or something like that. I'm just going to sit them in front of the TV, say, this is Overwatch. This is how you're going to make us money. This is how you're getting us out of the projects.
Wow. You don't put that kind of a weight on a child.
Oh, of course you do. It's the weight put on my shoulders.
You don't depend on your kids to support
your ass? Yeah.
As an adult, as a grown-ass adult who decided to procreate, it's your job to take care of your own lazy ass.
I disagree.
Invest, make smart decisions. Don't become a burden to your children.
In practice, in theory...
This is why I don't have kids. Because I absolutely can't support kids.
Just got real.
Yeah, I can't support a kid. You know, I'm not... And I'm too selfish with my own time. You know, I'm not willing to give up the things that I enjoy in life and traveling and just thinking about myself and in essence, yeah, being selfish to a degree. Yeah. For a kid, because the minute I have a kid, all that goes out the window and I need to focus on the kid. They become my priority in life.
That's good.
And I'm well aware of that.
No, that's good. Aaron, we don't even know we lost track of how many kids he has out there and he doesn't give them any love or attention.
That's horrible, sir.
You know, like if I had a kid, they would become my world, but I'm not ready for, like, my cats are my world right now, and I'm my world right now.
I'm holding on to the dream that me and Aaron will have children. Not together.
Oh, you, like, together?
Not together. Sorry. Sorry for the pause.
That's awesome.
No, that we'll both have children around the same time.
So who's going to impregnate who?
That's what you're hoping out for?
We're still deciding, But I hope that we both have children around the same time.
I mean, you guys could impregnate each other.
That's not happening.
We'll see how that goes.
Might as well get those ideas out of your heads right now.
No, I want to have a kid, and then he has a kid, and then we could pass down the Bang legacy. David will have a girl, I'm sure.
I think I'm most likely going to have a girl. My family is full of women.
Not man enough to make a boy?
It's up to you. Yeah, because we pass on the chromosomes, but
totally up to man.
All the guys in my family, cousins and everything, they usually go girl, girl, boy, girl, girl, boy, or girl, boy, girl, boy.
You believe in those superstitions, though? I mean, come on, it's like, isn't it 100%?
No, I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm going off of the facts in front of me of everybody in my family. I've got 5 aunts, 1 uncle, 2 of my male cousins. No, excuse me, 3 of my male cousins. All had a female first, and then later had one cousin was female, female, male. Another cousin is 2 females, and the third guy is another just female. We just have girls, and that's scary to me first because I don't know what I'm gonna do with a little girl.
Aaron's gonna be Mr. Mom.
I will say this, though. If I did have a kid, I would absolutely put him in little cute costumes.
I'm putting my daughter in a burlap sack in the basement until she's 30, and then she can come out and find the world and figure out what's going on.
My grandma used to put my grandma used to put my dad in girls' clothes because she wanted a girl so bad.
That's scary.
There's pictures that exist of my dad wearing like little dresses when he was a baby just because she wanted a girl so bad.
That's scary. That is
so very, she tried to turn scary. Him.
I mean,
or influence him.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to.
But Aaron, we got to have kids. We coordinate it. We'll call each other up. All right, tonight's the night. We're gonna.
How about I start with finding a.
Tonight's the night. So one of you is going to bring the bottle of wine.
No. Not together. Not together.
How about I start with finding a sane
woman? Tonight's the night, Aaron.
How about that?
Corey is going to impregnate you.
No.
Stabilizing my situation and.
We'll find you some. Woman. We'll find you an e-girl when the show. Oh, Aaron, the podcast is like. We're like an inch away from e-girl status.
E-girl status, because that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, you'll have women throwing themselves at you. They'll be like, oh, you're the game bang guy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm... The one as soon as the...
Oh, you don't have to wear
stream
that.
The stream camera goes off, you know. Then, oh, you're nobody? Okay.
Hey, I've seen some relationships of e-girls and e... Whatever's athletes work out perfectly.
Athletes.
Okay. Hey, it's just a way of life. It's like groupies in the rock and roll game.
Yeah. How many of them married their groupies?
I don't have statistics, exactly. But I mean, I'm sure it's a lot.
I'm sure it's none.
That's the most flattering thing. Groupies. And you have such an ego anyways. You want someone who's going to be like, oh, Aaron, I'm your biggest fan.
No, that's exactly what I don't want.
I love
you
on the show.
Are you saying he's going to marry a Lowe's girl?
No. He's gonna exactly what I do not want.
And they're not called Lowe's girls. They're call them by their proper name, the Lowe's hoes.
First of all, no. None of you wouldn't call them by that.
I just did.
Third of all, because we're skipping two. No, I don't need another fan. I'm already my biggest fan. I need somebody that, I don't know, she, because I'm always about the equal, you know, we're partners in this whole thing. So if she's got the same kind of, you know, gusto as I, then watch out, world. That's what that would be. I'm pumping her up. She's pumping me up. That's what it would be.
Literally.
There you go.
Yeah. Literally.
Ivy, what about what have you found with e-boys?
E-boys?
I'm sure you have e-boys.
What's an e-boy?
E-boys are the guys who will try and slide in the DMs. They're like, they'll try and white knight you maybe just to try and hook up. They want to, you know, just the fans that want to pursue you romantically.
Well, I don't answer the majority of DMs I get. I don't answer any DMs I get on Instagram or any messages ever, really. Very rarely on my Facebook fan page because the majority of it is show boobs and vagine.
That's not an e-boy, though. That's just a pervert.
Well, that's most of the crap I get. So pretty much it takes one to ruin it for the rest. And I don't want to see it. So
would you not, I'm not going to say hook up with, but would you pursue a fan romantically?
If I was to get into any relationship, it'd probably be out of what I do. Like, not in the same circle.
No, but what a fan wouldn't necessarily be in the same circle.
Yeah, this fan.
No, you know what I mean. Like, I don't want them to know what I do.
I don't want anyone
to know what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know, like, don't be affiliated with the cosplay scene or
that's
know
what
about
you know
what's it.
Tough, though, Ivy? It's tough, you know, because everybody's Googleable now.
Yeah, they'll find it. You'll find you out so fast.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean, though? Like, in this community, you know, like, I wouldn't do that. The only exception to that rule I would say would be
Brock.
Or not even a rule, more like just a preference would be if it's like somebody I've known for a while kind of a thing, you know, and it's like a friend
like
and became more than that kind of a thing, then maybe.
Like Corey, you saw what's the black guy's name in Star Wars that plays Finn?
I'm terrible with these names. Come on, man.
So he was on a talk show where he said where they were asking him, like, you know, would you, you know, date? And he's like, no, I try to stay. I try to keep it. John Boyega. Thank you, Sir Butch. He was like, you know, I kind of messed up a date. He was like, I was talking with this girl for a little while. I never told her what I did. You know, she didn't know who I was. Star Wars was coming out, you know. He got some advice from another actor that says you need to find the love of your life now before this movie comes out because then it'll make it so difficult. So he was on his date. He's like, he really liked this girl, and they were, you know, having a nice time, and they were in New York for another date. And she finally was like, well, what do you do? And he was like, crap. And then he's like, well, I mean, look up. And there was the billboard of Star Wars and him and the lightsaber right up there. And he's like, that's what I do. And he was like, that was it. He had a blocker number. Like, it ruined everything.
She went crazy turned into a fangirl?
Yeah, well, he's in one of the biggest movies, of the year at that time, if not the biggest movie, right? Yeah. Your head is, 50 feet tall in New York. Like, she's not going to be a regular person anymore. She's instantly transformed into a fan.
Yeah, that's horrible though. Like, that sucks, because then you get the people that are like, oh yeah, I'm dating so-and-so. Like, yeah, that guy that was in that show.
Exactly.
I'm dating him. And that's like just really sad. Like, really? Because that just goes back to people that are social climbers that are only interested because of who you are, kind of a thing. And that annoys me to no end. That's why I don't want people to know anything that I do. It's like, no. I don't want you to be another social climber. And I've already had too many friends that I've dealt with, just friends in terms of like, hey, Ivy, blah, 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 blah. And then they find out who I know in the community and in the industry. And then they're like, can you do this favor for me? Can you do that? And it's like, no, dude, what? You're only my friend for the people that I know. And it turns into something like that. No, I'm good. Peace. No, thank you.
That does bring up an interesting point. Like, once you hit a certain level of success,
how do you tell, right?
You go, yeah, like someone who, I don't want to say is beneath you, but, isn't as known maybe, or, how do you know they're not just taking advantage of you for the platform that you could give them?
What you do is...
You always learn the hard way.
So say if you're like Bill Gates, right? Billionaire.
Yeah.
Billiam
Gates.
You set up a scenario where it looks like you lost all your money. Every single penny. And first of all, if you're a billionaire, you can make that scenario... seem true. You could just hire people all around to, write a fake newspaper, have, fake news broadcast all around. He's lost everything. And then you see how long she rides with you. If she rides with you when you get to the point where you guys are both on the street in rags, then you're like, what? I was playing. I'm still worth, $100
billion. JK.
Exactly. If she bounces...
That's like legit ride or die.
Yeah, if she bounces, when, you throw on that
touch. Love me at my best and at my worst,
Well, what's the other confusing part then, too? Okay, that same scenario. Do you go with someone who could be using you or beneath, your level of status? But then a peer at that level would be almost as impossible. Someone else, because they're also busy. They're flying out to their conventions. They're doing their podcast, Aaron.
Oh, she's doing her podcast.
Yeah, you say you want to meet your equal, so you find your equal.
She's
doing
her podcast. That's
you
hilarious.
Find Aaronette.
Oh, wow,
and
good
she
Lord.
Has.
Why
her,
wouldn't she just be named Aaron if you were going to go there?
Aaronette, because just dating someone with your own name word for word is just too weird. So
Erin is the female version.
But
of Aaron,
you could be with someone named Aaron. Oh, you could. You love
trust
your,
me.
Yeah, never
what?
Mind. You're the terrible market.
Aaron Carter and Aaron Carter? Like, what?
You would actually you like that.
Yes.
That's twisted. Because in bed, you're going to be like, oh, Aaron.
No. Aaron. Definitely wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, Aaron. And then she's going
to
be like, Aaron. Oh,
I have
well,
to
you
come up with the name.
What the?
If I'm Sir
what
Aaron
I step
Carter,
into?
If I'm Sir Aaron Carter, she would be... What is the female knight? Is it just another...
Madame.
Let's see. You go ahead. Keep going with your thought of process. I'm leaving it.
But say we find Aaron finds his match. She's perfect. I mean, average looking, just like him.
Wow.
A podcast host, and got a job at Home Depot on the side. And you guys meet up, but you guys are both out. Your podcasts are recorded on different days. You don't get to see each other so much. She's flying around the country to these cool events, snapping selfies with people way more successful than you. The jealousy starts coming around because she's desirable.
Ooh, so Lady Aaron Carter is on the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Sir Aaron Carter and Lady Aaron. My gosh, now I might have to find a chick named Aaron. That's crazy. Hashtag find Aaron. Look, dude, if we can make it work, we make it work. That's what it's all about, I'm not saying no, bump it. Yeah, you got to compromise. You have to. You're going to, you know, because I said it on the last time. When it's not just you anymore. If you're in a relationship, it's we, us. It's everything plural. So, yeah, you're compromising, you know. That's how it is. And if she is this perfect person, she sees the same way on the other side of the coin. Well, I'm doing the same thing for him. You know, he's doing shows in Australia, you know, special guesting on the late night or something like that. Then, yeah, that's how you roll. Think about other marriages that have gone, like Will and Jada.
Who?
Smiths.
Who?
They're both Will mega, Smith mega and celebrities. Jada Pinkett Smith. How do you think they get along? How do you think they keep it going for this many years?
From the things you... Well, look, first of all, look at their spawn, their hell spawn of a child.
Okay, but nonetheless...
That tells you some things.
Nonetheless, I mean, they're still in a committed relationship and that marriage.
I hear that relationship is an open relationship, too.
Yeah, anybody can make rumors about whatever. The other thing is, like, here's one for you that's opposite. Denzel Washington.
I don't know who he's married to.
Exactly, right? But you got this superstar Denzel Washington out there. He's been married for a very long time. No scandals, no nothing like that, right? So there's got to be something there, man. And he's starred in movies with, you know, opposite amazingly beautiful women, right?
Yeah.
And never had one of those little, you know, Angelina Jolie moments.
All right, next topic. Exactly. Let's get back into video games here before we run off the rails completely like we did last time. I am at a bit...
Real quick, though.
What?
Do you think anyone would take offense to me saying, touch my pizza?
No.
Would that come off wrong?
No.
Like my frog.
Of course not.
Touch my pizza.
Well, when you say it like that, it's a little different. So... There's some good games coming out, Aaron. We're hitting that time of the year where the good games are coming out.
Name them.
Fractured Butthole.
Isn't it already out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's out. Wait. War of Mordor or whatever. Shadows of War.
What's Fractured Butthole?
It's a South Park game.
When a man loves a woman and they're into...
Freaky, deaky stuff.
Some extracurricular activities.
Does it require stitches?
I mean, it's fractured, first of all, so yes.
So, the quandary is there's three games. Shadows of War, Fractured Butthole, and Destiny is finally coming out on the PC here pretty soon. I don't know what to do. I'm actually at a loss. Aaron?
Shadows of War.
Why?
You've done the first South Park game, right? And you liked that one.
It was great.
It was a great game. But you've kind of been there, done that right now.
But I liked it, and it's been years.
That's cool. You'll get around to it because the game will drop in price and everything like that. You did the first Shadows of Mordor or whatever?
I bought it, but I never played it.
So there you go. Boom.
That's not good, though.
Boom.
Like, I bought it, and I didn't play it. That's a bad sign.
So you missed an experience. That's what you did. It's not a bad game. It was a good game.
Well, should I play it first and then get Shadows of War?
I don't know if this one is like a direct sequel type of thing. I haven't done the research on this one besides looking at some of the gameplay that, you know, looks pretty dope and how you can build kind of an army-esque, you know, type of thing with, like, your lieutenants and everything. But I think you need... what was the third one?
Destiny 2.
Yeah, no. So exactly. So forgettable.
See,
in 2 seconds,
so
I already forgot it.
On that one. I shouldn't even brought that one up.
2 seconds, already forgot it. Go ahead and get that single player. You know why? You need a break from... So it has to be out of those two. The South Park and the Lord of the Rings. Because you need that single player, like that we made this game for single player experience. You're heavy on... When I came in here today, you were playing Overwatch. More multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to break away from that, you know? That's literally why I bought, you know, Mass Effect in the first place. Disappointed, but I wanted to get that single player experience.
So those three are out right now. You're picking up Mordor.
I would pick up Mordor.
Doom Kitty. I don't know how familiar you are with these three games in particular, but Fractured Butthole is the South Park game. It's kind of... they had the first one. What was it? Stick of Truth?
Yes.
Which was like, took place in Dungeons and Dragons.
In your bedroom with Aaron, right?
No. Gosh, dang
it. It's the Lies of Lies is what that would be called.
I mean, if Aaron was into it.
Well, the sequel for your guys' like baby making is Fractured Butthole, right?
No, that's not even how. Do we have to explain how?
So when a man loves a woman, okay.
Ivy's so lewd. Okay, so we have Fractured Butthole, South Park game. You know what South Park is, right? We have to explain that one.
I know what South Park is. Okay. Continue.
The Shadows of War game, which is a direct sequel to Shadows of Mordor.
Mordor, yes.
And then Destiny 2. Which one would you buy and why?
I'm not a fan of South Park.
How dare you?
You think it's too crude for me. Too crude, too vulgar?
It's way too crude.
Always?
As much as like I joke around here on podcasting and whatnot, and even in like in person or whatever, I can be pretty crass sometimes, but not like that. Like that's just it's too much. It's too much for me. So definitely not that. I'd say Shadows of Mordor, because I did play the other one a bit. Or sorry, Shadows of Mordor was the other one. Wait,
that's the original.
Yeah, I played that one for like a hot second. So I'd probably pick the next one up, and Destiny 2 I still haven't picked up because I haven't been around, but we did play that at E3 for a little bit and I really liked it, so that's definitely on the list of picking up.
I reviewed the original South Park game. I gave it pretty high marks, but the one thing I did mark, like if you think the television show is bad or the movies are bad, they really took it to the next level in that first game. Like there was a whole section of the game took place in an abortion clinic and you were fighting like these mutated fetuses. Like it was terrible.
What game?
The Stick of Truth. South Park.
Jesus Christ.
That was one of the more mild things. Like there's a thing where you get shrunken and you are like watching your parents have sex. Like there's just a lot of.
Ew. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That was it. That was it. You're fighting these little gnomes on your parents' bed while they're having sex. And
that's awful.
It was turn-based strategy, and in between rounds, your dad's nutsack would fly, and you had to dodge it, or you would take damage or lose or something like that. So that's the bar. And knowing South Park and video games in general, they're not going to really take a step backwards.
They're going to push the envelope.
Matt and Trey are going to be like, oh, you know, I think we went over the line. You know, we're going to dial this one back.
Or they're going to be like, there's the line. Let's go ahead and erase that.
Yeah.
And let everything flood on in.
So I'm a little worried. That's the only thing I'd be worried about. And, like, I like a lot of crude humor. But still, like, some things, they really like to make you uncomfortable. So Shadows of War, I think, would be a good second choice. But it's got to be Destiny 2. Come on, Aaron. Just join.
No. Can't. Even when I heard one of the, I think it was one of my coworkers who said he picked up the game already on the console, and he was like, I was a little disappointed because it was just Destiny 1, and I didn't even say anything to him. I was like, okay. I mean, did you have fun with Destiny 1? And he's like, yeah, I had a ton of fun with Destiny 1. I'm like, so then do you feel like you're missing something? And he was like, it's just kind of the same enemies, you know. I don't know. It just feels like an expansion. And I'm like, well, I mean, it is. All right? It's one giant expansion.
So there's a big story rocking esports that we got to talk about. Unfortunately, I would have loved to have had a guest to talk about this a little bit more. But you guys know the esports team Immortals, right?
Nope. Never heard of them.
Really? God damn, Mike. You guys don't pay attention to anything I do, and it's really upsetting.
Is that the one with the cute Twitter girl?
Yeah. No, they do have a very cute Twitter girl.
Okay,
you are right.
I've heard of her.
Okay, they're a really respectable organization. They're about our size. They have...
Oh, the chat wants to know what's esports.
Oh my god, here we go.
Oh my lord.
So Immortals has a LCS team, League of Legends.
Immortals, like the song?
And we'll never be immortals. Immortals. You could call like me that? Queen Bee. Yeah, that one.
No, I wasn't thinking about that one.
It's Royals.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Immortals. Okay.
No. We could be immortals. Immortals. La 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 la. I don't know the rest of the words.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough of that. That would take all day, and unfortunately, the show's about to end. So, the Immortals had an LCS spot, and they're doing like this franchise thing, and it's a big deal. It's the biggest esport in the world, and they got denied to be in the LCS for the next year. And the main reason is the fact that they have an Overwatch League spot in Los Angeles.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was down between, I guess, like two orgs, and Immortals got passed up. And you're right. I don't think it makes sense. I think the people at Immortals are brilliant. I like them. I think they have a very good structure. And if I think they could have made both work, but not Overwatch. LCS people were like worried or very concerned that being in both, they weren't going to get their full attention and get their full resources back behind them and everything. So they ended up cutting their spot, which is going to kind of screw that organization, because League of Legends is a major part of your company if you're in esports. Like, Energy doesn't have a league spot. We did at the very beginning. We got relegated super quick, and then they pivoted.
Relegated, huh? What is that?
Like in your soccer game. Oh, you know, your little
foot. Really? They do that in esports? They relegate?
They do. So they got relegated, and Energy survived this long by what they did is they like invested in like a bunch of smaller esports that have been growing to get bigger, and we had like the best teams like Smite and Rocket League and Smash. But it regardless sucks. Send our hearts out to Immortals. Can't wait to see them in Overwatch League. It's going to be a lot of fun. They should be announcing their name here pretty soon as well. But that's our show. Good best wishes going on to David Webb. We'll get him back pretty darn soon. I miss you. Ivy Doom Kitty, it's a pleasure and a half to have you back. You dressed up like a pizza. Like you came back. Your internet broke.
That's a pizza boob.
You're a hot mess in the podcast world. That's what we call a hot mess. What are you plugging, Ivy? What's the next event?
Well, I'll announce it now. It's not official until Friday. I will be at Stan Lee's Comic Con in LA, Kamikaze, formerly known as Kamikaze. Not this weekend, but the following. I think it's October 27th or some crap, 29th. 27th to the 29th. I will be there. Yeah, so I have a booth. Official announcements going on, going up on Friday, so come check me out.
I will sorry. I know you got so much more going on, but I actually have something this weekend. I will be down there. In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, you're on my side of Cali.
I'll be in your neck of the woods for TwitchCon. So if you guys keep your eye out, I will be around. I'll be the bearded guy trying to get drunk at as many parties as possible. Say hi. Buy me a beer. That's it. Aaron, thanks for showing up. Ivy,
I mean, I do.
Good to have you back. And tortellini with bacon.